From KUOW, 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. Staff Sergeant Robert Bales, an American soldier based from Lake Taps, Ohio, charged with killing 16 Afghan civilians during nighttime raids on two villages last year, pleaded guilty today to avoid the death penalty. KUOW's Patricia Murphy was at the court-martial proceeding this morning. Patricia, tell us a little bit about what the scene was like in the courtroom and what Bales had to say.
Well, the courtroom this morning was not packed. About six members of the media chose to sit inside. Bales had about 10 supporters behind him, flanked by his legal team. His wife is there, and apparently some friends of hers. The proceedings this morning were, it's a very formal charging session and a very formal pleading session. The judge read through the charges and the specifications of those charges. Bales admitted he was guilty of those things. The next step was for Bales himself to recount those specifications and open himself to questions from the judge. As he read through them, he was matter-of-fact. He was composed about halfway through when he started to speak about the burning of the bodies. He appeared to sigh very deeply. He appeared to become a bit labored in that. His wife behind him was fairly emotionless. Her friend had her arm around her the entire time.
In the past, parts of these proceedings in this court-martial were simulcast in Afghanistan, partly to include witnesses from Afghanistan. Did that happen today? Were people in the country where these murders took place able to see this part of the legal proceeding?
Not that I am aware of. We have not been told that that is happening. That simulcast was merely a function of witness testimony. They were not, at that moment, able to bring those witnesses to the United States. So that is why those overnight witness testimony hearings took place via simulcast.
Now that Staff Sergeant Bales has pled guilty, what happens, Patricia?
Well, we're not quite through yet. We still have a few charges that we have to go through. He has admitted to also using steroids. We're just about there. There's also an assault charge that took place prior to the actual killings that he is being charged with. Judge Jeffrey Nance, in this case, has to approve this plea deal, and that will allow Sergeant Bales to move forward with a trial in August that will determine whether or not he gets life in prison with parole or life in prison without parole. And as a matter of context here, he has chosen a panel that is made up of enlisted soldiers, a third enlisted soldiers. That is for his prerogative. As a non-commissioned officer, he has the right to have a full officer panel. He has chosen a mixture of officers and enlisted for that jury.
Patricia, does the Bales case raise any larger issues than this horrible tragedy to the families in Afghanistan and to Bales' family also?
Well, you know, right after the crimes occurred, there was a problem even getting to the crime scene for U.S. investigators. It was 3 weeks before they could feel safe enough to visit the actual crime scenes. The Afghan family members, the survivors, are, in my understanding, outraged by the plea deal. They wanted Bales tried in Afghanistan. They wanted him hanged for these crimes. And indeed, during the overnight simulcast testimony, they did ask for justice, which we have interpreted to mean death.
KOW's Patricia Murphy, listen for her full report later on today. So how is this story playing out in Afghanistan, and how might it affect the U.S. troop withdrawal? Well, the BBC's David Lyon spoke with President Hamid Karzai's brother, Mahmoud Karzai.
What happened was very bad, terrible. The soldier killed a lot of innocent people. But I believe, and so does many Afghans in the Afghan community, in the American justice system. I personally lived in the United States for 32 years, and I think it's one of the most advanced and independent justice system in the world. And I think if the United States judiciary system put him in jail for a long time without parole, and he serves long years, maybe for life, I trust that system. Many Afghans, the families, might have a different attitude.
The families have been saying very strongly for a while that nothing less than the death sentence will satisfy them. That's justice as far as they're concerned.
That's true, because they're thinking, they're raised here, they're thinking about something which they're familiar with, which is the Afghan justice system. That means the Sharia law is eye for an eye and life for life.
Would you have liked to see justice in an Afghan jail for this case? The crime was committed on Afghan soil.
We know from the history of the United States that they would not accept their soldiers to be prosecuted in a foreign courts. So the Afghans are right when they say they want a harsh statement, but it's not in their hand.
Afghan President Karzai's brother, Mahmoud Karzai, speaking to the BBC. Kate Clark is a senior analyst with the Afghanistan Analysts Network. It's an independent nonprofit policy research organization. We reached her earlier today in Kabul to find out what people in Afghanistan think about this case of Sergeant Robert Bales, who pled guilty to murdering 16 Afghan civilians this morning.
The news of these murders was very, very upsetting for people. There were demands from local people, from MPs, that he should stand trial in Afghanistan. And when he was taken back to America, which is, you know, the perfectly legal thing, that's the agreement that the American government has with the Afghan government, that soldiers will be tried for alleged crimes under American law, there was a lot of upset here that he wasn't going to stand trial in an Afghan court. And many people thought that he was actually escaping justice by being taken overseas. And in Afghanistan, the death penalty is fairly universally supported. It will go down very, very badly if the judge does accept the plea and he gets life rather than the death penalty. The fact that the trial has taken place in America, so not actually in the Afghan public view, I think will actually add to all the conspiracy stories around these murders, that it wasn't one person. It was more than one person. And there was, you know, official connivance. There are a lot of rumors and suspicions that this was actually a much even bigger case than it was. If he gets a jail sentence, people here will believe that he's been let off and that justice hasn't been served.
That's Kate Clark, senior analyst with the Afghanistan Analysts Network, an independent nonprofit research organization. She told us that many have not yet heard about the plea agreement in the Robert Bales case, which will allow him to avoid the death penalty. It's pretty late in that country. Larry Goodson is a South Asia specialist at the U.S. Army War College. His books include Afghanistan's Endless War. Larry Goodson, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
We just heard President Karzai's brother say he trusts the U.S. system, and then Kate Clark saying that if Bales gets life in prison, most Afghanis will think he's practically getting off scot-free and that his actions were part of a larger conspiracy. What do you expect the reaction to be in Afghanistan as more people become aware of it tomorrow?
I think Mahmoud Karzai is one of the few Afghans that will probably have that sort of enlightened view. And I think Kate Clark is much closer to being correct. Most Afghans will probably view this as not justice, even if it is by our system. And the Taliban in particular, who have been sort of making the argument that we are just and the government is not just in Afghanistan, will probably tout this as evidence that, you know, they could do a better job of having justice, that this represents the Afghan government, you know, sort of being in bed with the occupiers and so forth.
How big a deal is this in Afghanistan? How closely are people in that country, how closely have they been following this case?
Well, to the best that I've been able to determine, the average person hasn't followed it that closely. I mean, it's been out of sight, out of mind, as Kate Clark was suggesting. On the other hand, the government has been engaged in negotiations with the U.S. government about a status of forces agreement going forward for the remaining U.S. forces in Afghanistan. And a big piece of that has been this question of the immunity from prosecution under Afghan law of American soldiers and so forth that would be in Afghanistan. So those folks have been following it quite closely. And if there is a big public reaction, I expect we'll hear from President Karzai, again, insisting on immunity, and therefore we may see, you know, troop reductions more rapidly than we anticipated in response to this.
You mean you think that the U.S. troop drawdown will take place more quickly?
Well, we're not quite sure how quickly it's going to take place because the president has been very clear that he wants to see how the fighting season goes, how well the Afghan forces do. They're supposed to have the lead all over the country in the fighting season this year during the summer and so forth. And then also the plan for the future elections and the security of elections. So the number is not clear. The pace of the drawdown is not yet clear. And so, yes, it could very well be affected by this as well as those other variables. And we could go much closer to zero much more quickly than maybe we thought we would.
How will that affect the security situation within Afghanistan if the drawdown takes place more quickly than we had assumed it would?
Well, the recent Special Inspector General report to Congress made it very clear that almost no Afghan units were prepared to conduct operations on their own. There's very little in the way of independent airlift and support for certain kinds of operations. And so if we draw down very rapidly or to very low numbers very rapidly, I think it will probably undermine the operations and perhaps accelerate the move towards a civil war after the American and the NATO withdrawal. So, I mean, that it could have that effect. It might not be that bad, but it could have that effect.
Larry Goodson, thank you for your time. Larry Goodson, South Asia specialist at the U.S. Army War College. His books include Afghanistan's Endless War.